Hi, this is Brooke.
And I'm Becca.
In this podcast, we're going to be talking about our most embarrassing moments.
And how they change us for the better or for the worse.
We're going to be talking to our English teacher, Miss Gardner, about what her most embarrassing moment is.
And what she thinks makes embarrassing moments embarrassing. We're here with Miss Gardner to talk about her most embarrassing moments.
All right.
So what is your most embarrassing moment that you've had lately?
Lately. I like that you added that word because most embarrassing, like, is probably a memory that I've, like, blocked out from childhood. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Stuff like that. So I would rather talk a little bit about just, like, recent. I have like a recurring embarrassing thing that keeps happening to me. So I go to a yoga class and I go to a hot yoga gym. So when you do hot yoga, you have to have a yoga towel.
Okay.
Yoga towel is a very specific thing. It's like, has that microfiber material, which, like, if you're familiar with that microfiber material, it's super clingy. Like, if you wash it with other things, like, things cling to it. And I struggle with that all the time. And so, all the time, this is a recurring event. I go to yoga, I lay out my yoga mat, everything's calm, you know, there's very meditative music playing, everyone's sort of just laying there meditating, it smells like essential oils, just a good place to be. And I gotta roll out my yoga towel, and more times than not, some of my laundry items are often, like, clinging to my yoga towels. Like, I go to lay out my yoga towel and, like, my undergarments are right out there in this yoga studio. And it's not like it's the most embarrassing thing in the world, but it just always shakes me because I'm just, like, in a zen mood. I don't want to be stressed anymore. I'm usually there after a long day of work and I'm like, okay, it's my yoga time now. And then I'm like, you're just reminded of, like, I don't know. You're like, man, it looks like I really don't have my life together because my underwear is stuck to my yoga towel. And it, for me, it's super embarrassing because I have to, like, grab it and slip it into my pocket and, like, walk it over to my bag. And it feels embarrassing for sure.
How will you look back on this moment in 10 years?
Gosh. I can't say that I will really, but I'll probably just laugh because, like, it probably represents more good parts of my life than bad. I mean, it's funny, it's lighthearted, it's just, like, me feeling kind of busy and, like, my head's not on right, and, like, I'm grabbing it out of the dryer in the morning before I'm leaving for work and I'm not taking the time to, like, check it or fold my laundry. It kind of just feels like a, yeah, I guess just an interesting time in my life.
So what would you say that you think, like, makes embarrassing moments embarrassing to you?
For me, it's about context, right? If that happened to me at my friend's house, if that even happened to me, like, at the park and I was rolling out a picnic blanket, it wouldn't be as big of a deal. But there's something about, like, I don't know all these people. It's a bunch of strangers. You're already, like, you're embarrassed, not embarrassment levels, but, like, your self-conscious levels are typically not, you're not supposed to be embarrassed in yoga. It's like a no judgment zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you're there in, like, tight yoga clothes. Everything's pretty exposed already, and so it's just, maybe it's just a heightened vulnerable place. I don't feel super vulnerable in a yoga studio, but I think a lot of people do. I think it's a space where people can feel definitely vulnerable, all the bending and the sweating, and maybe yeah. That's it.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Well, that was Miss Gardner's story on how the setting of her embarrassing moment made it embarrassing for her.
Now let's talk to Kylie and Maddie and talk to them about their most embarrassing moment and how the setting affected their embarrassing moment.
Hi, I'm Maggie, and today I'm interviewing Kylie and Maddie about their most embarrassing moment.
So I was at Maddie's house, and we're having a sleepover, and it was really hot, so we decided we wanted to go swim in the can outside. And so we had our swimsuits on and we were swimming, And then we got really hungry and we wanted some candy. So Maddie lives close to a Walgreens, so we got on her golf cart and we started driving to Walgreens to get some candy. And when we got there, we realized that we were just in our swimsuits with a shirt on over it. And we didn't have shoes and we didn't have shorts on. And my shirt was long, so it covered, like, you couldn't really tell that I wasn't wearing shorts. But Maddie's shirt was short, so you could tell that she was pulling her shirt down over her swimsuit bottoms.
So we walked into Walgreens and we like went different directions. She went one way and I went another. And there were these like girls, they looked our age, but maybe younger, I don't know. And they saw us and they started laughing because we weren't wearing like much clothes. And they started laughing. So like I got really awkward and I thought they smiled at me and acted all nice, okay? And then they like walked away and started laughing and I was like, oh wow. Anyway, but it was really embarrassing and I started laughing back at them, which wasn't nice, but it's okay. And we were going to check out and this lady was like, I could hear you girls from the other side of the store, and she looked at me and Kylie and like, oh, because like we weren't wearing any clothes.
Yeah, so that's our embarrassing story. So how do you think you've changed from that? I now know not to go to Walgreens without shorts and shoes on.
Yeah.
So how do you think we'll remember this from 10 years from now?
I think I will, just because...
Like, how do you think you'll look back on it? Do you think it'll be funny, or do you think it'll be so embarrassing?
No, I think it'll be funny. Because it's already funny, because it happened, like, 2 weeks ago, probably. And it was embarrassing at the time, but now it's just funny, and we laugh about it all the time.
Cool. So that was Kylie and Maddie talking about their embarrassing Walgreens story.
Now we're going to go talk to Jessica, who's a high schooler at St. Michael's.
So I'm here with Jessica Michael, and we're going to be talking about her most embarrassing moment and how she changed from it. So what is your most embarrassing moment?
I think I'd have to say my most embarrassing moment was when I ran through a door.
How did that moment change your life?
For one, I have 4 scars from the incident, and I think I've learned a lesson not to run in the house.
How would you look back on this moment in 10 years?
Well, 10 years is coming up, but I'd probably laugh at the situation, and I don't think I can ever forget that day.
How would you explain the story to other people who have never heard the story?
Well, so basically, I was running through the house full speed, still no idea why, and when I turned the corner, the big glass door that's usually open was closed. And I just ran right into it, and it shattered, and it cut me.
What advice would you give to a middle schooler going through these moments?
Well, I'd hope most middle schoolers wouldn't have to experience this on a normal basis. But I'd say if you experience similar situations, just learn to laugh at the situation and understand that now you have a story that you can take with you for the rest of your life.
Thank you. We just talked to Jessica about how you should be able to laugh about life and not be too serious about embarrassing moments.
Now let's go talk to Ella about her embarrassing moment from 7th grade.
So I'm here with Ella, and she's going to talk to me, Brooke, and Maggie about her most embarrassing moment. So Ella, do you want to tell us about it?
Sure. I have a couple of embarrassing moments, but one that I can distinctly remember right now is I remember once in 7th grade, we were in LA class with Miss Glenn, and I was sitting next to Madison, and she goes, I'm going to draw on your hand until the bell rings. And I really didn't want her to draw on my hand, but she insisted. So she was about to put the pen on my hand and the bell rang. And I yelled, yes, really loudly. And Miss Glenn thought that I was like saying yes because like it was time to leave, and she's like, "Do not enjoy my class." And I got really embarrassed because everyone was looking at me, and Maddie was laughing. And yeah.
How will you look back on this memory in 10 years?
I mean, probably I'm going to forget it in 10 years. But right now, it's just kind of stupid. Like, it's funny now that I look at it. Like, it's not, in the moment, it was embarrassing. But now I just look back on it, and it's, like, kind of funny.
What makes embarrassing moments embarrassing to you?
I think that, like, having everyone's eyes on me, like, looking at me, and, like, just, you know, criticizing me, I guess, for like,
so
if I
like,
do something and they're all like looking at me, it's like, oh my gosh, everyone just heard what I did or something, like,
so like feeling exposed,
yeah, for sure,
like vulnerable,
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Ella talking about her story with Maddie in seventh grade.
Now we're going to go talk to Amy about her most embarrassing moments from high school and how she looks back on them as a person. So I'm here with Amy Kerr Curtis, and she's going to be talking about her most embarrassing moments. So what would you say your most embarrassing moment is?
The first one that came to mind was from high school, and I was on a Young Life trip from Houston to the mountains of Colorado. And we rode a bus for 24 hours, and I really needed to go to the bathroom. And I didn't want to go on the potty on the bus. So we stopped at a McDonald's, but I was near the back of the bus. So by the time I got off the bus, I really had to go. And I flew into what I thought was the girls' restroom, but of course it was the boys' restroom. And there were lots of guys from my high school that were in there going to the bathroom. And I got so flustered that I just started saying how sorry I was and oh my goodness and covering my eyes. And one of them finally just said, just turn around and leave. So yes, that would go down as one of my most embarrassing moments.
What do you think makes your most embarrassing moments embarrassing to you?
Well, I think when people are embarrassed that something has not gone right and that they wish that the world could just swallow them up and make them invisible at that moment. But, you know, everybody has embarrassing moments. So it's just when life doesn't go according to the script you have in your head on how you want it to be.
How do you look back on this memory? Like, do you still think it's embarrassing or is it like different now?
Hilarious. It's so funny to me.
Did it scar you for life?
It did not at all scar me. It makes me laugh.
Okay. Being a 52-year-old, looking back on these moments, what advice would you give middle schoolers?
I would say you are going to have your own embarrassing moments, and that is part of life, and that don't be so self-conscious that you can't find the humor in just ridiculous situations. And I mean, we laughed about that all week, even when I was in high school, because it was just so funny. So I would just say to be able to laugh at yourself and enjoy experiences.
Okay, so look back on them, they think they're funny or it's not really embarrassing anymore. So the point of this podcast is to say that no matter how embarrassing it is in the moment, it's really not as embarrassing and no one really cares.
That was the podcast of the good, the bad, and the embarrassing.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did making it.